This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off 5 new Amrit Bharat Express trains from West Bengal and Assam today, 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains from Hooghly in West Bengal, and 2 new Amrit Bharat Express trains at Kaliabor in Assam's Nagaon district. The new train services will strengthen rail connectivity between the northeast and the northern India, enabling safer and more convenient travel for the people. The Prime Minister will perform Bhoomi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor in Nagaon district in Assam. The 86-kilometer-long Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project is an environmentally conscious national highway project. The project aims to improve regional connectivity while ensuring protection of the park's rich biodiversity. In the evening, the Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 830 crore at Singur in Hooghly district of West Bengal. Yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a scathing attack on the Trinamool Congress government, labelling it ruthless and calling for its immediate departure from power. Mr. Modi said this while inaugurating new projects worth over 3,000 crore rupees and flagging off several trains at Malda in West Bengal. Prime Minister highlighted illegal infiltration as the state's gravest challenge, stating that it has reached a critical stage, altering regional demographics and local languages.
बंगाल के सामने एक बहुत बड़ी चुनौती घुसपैठ की है टीएमसी के नेता टीएमसी का सिंडिकेट सालों से यहां घुसपैठियों को बसाने उन्हें वोटर बनाने का खेल खेल रहा है पश्चिम बंगाल के अनेक क्षेत्रों में आबादी का संतुलन भी बिगड़ रहा है कई जगह भाषा और बोली में
The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has imposed a fine of 22.2 crore rupees on IndiGo following large-scale delays and cancellations by the airline in early December last year. The fine was imposed following a detailed inquiry conducted by a 4-member committee constituted by the DGCA to undertake a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances leading to the operational disruptions of IndiGo. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released the admit cards for the JEE Main 2026 Session 1 examination. Candidates appearing for Paper 1 of BE or BTech between the 21st and 24th of this month can download their admit cards by visiting the NTA's official website, jeemain.nta.nic.in. The Commission for Air Quality Management in Delhi NCR and adjoining areas has invoked Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan across the entire NCR with immediate effect. The decision comes after Delhi's air quality index touched 400 yesterday, placing it in the very poor category. Under the restrictions, the entry of BS4 trucks into Delhi has been banned, except for vehicles carrying essential commodities or providing essential services. In Uttar Pradesh, lakhs of devotees are taking holy dip in the rivers on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya. This is also the third important snan of annual religious event of Magh Mela held at Sangam in Prayagraj. In Uttar Pradesh, police have registered 8 separate FIRs over alleged circulation of misleading content on social media related to Manikarnika Ghat reconstruction work in Varanasi yesterday evening. The cases were filed at the city's Chowk police station on charges of the use of images of Hindu deities to mislead people who have faith in Hinduism, triggering public outrage, disturbing social harmony, and tarnishing the image of executing agency as well as the government. In men's cricket, hosts India take on New Zealand in the decisive third and final ODI of the series in Indore today. The match is set to begin at 1:30 p.m. The IMD department has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh for today. The Met Department has forecast dense fog conditions at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab. And that is the end of this news bulletin.